Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 5:21 p.m. stock markets were lower. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 162.65 points to 22,199.13. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 422.16 points to 38,461.51. The NASDAQ was down 158.25 points to 18,011.65. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 49.27 points to 5,160.64. VIX futures are up 0 points to 15.46. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is down 194 points to 39,565.5. The China Seas. I-300 is down 28.78 points to 3,504.71. The DAX in Germany was up 19.27 points to 18,095.96. The CAC 40 in France was down 3.79 points to 8,035.38. The FTSE 100 in London was up 26.42 points to 7,961.21. Commodity markets. Gold is up 60 cents to $2,353.30. Silver is down 6 cents to $27.98. Crude oil is up 5 cents to $86.32. Copper is down $0 to $4.27. Natural gas is down $0.01 to $1.86. May corn closed at $4.34 and a quarter. May soybeans closed at $11.64 and three quarters. May wheat closed at $5.58 and a half. The Canadian dollar is 1.3685. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.38. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.72. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.97. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.54. Bitcoin is at $70,716.70. Highlights of today's news. United States inflation comes in higher than expected. Unifor applies to represent to Amazon fulfillment centers in Metro Vancouver. Bank of Canada leaves rates unchanged. Switzerland to host Ukraine peace summit in mid-June. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.